changing your cube number to 666. Speculating about the size of men's dicks. Using work email to turn a few tricks. Oh yeah, you can still get fired for that. Wearing your underwear outside your clothes. Telling your boss, whoa, this job really blows. Forgetting to wipe the coke from your nose. Well, unless you're related to one of the owners, then you can still get fired for that. Oh yeah, you can still get fired for that. I wish I could say the answers are clear, but I get more amazed year after year. It's hard to say just what we'll allow when lawyers run our workplaces now. You're an 18 in between two airplane seats, paying fake vendors and making fake receipts, trying to get laid at the company retreat. Oh, well, unless you're a member of the upper management team. Oh yeah, then you can still get fired for that. Then you can still get fired for that. Faking your own kidnapping just to avoid work. Calling your boss a douche and saying it's just a quirk. Bring your dog to work and let it hump and twerk. Is it a service dog? Is this quirk a protected disability? Does the FMLA cover fake kidnapping now? Well, if not, you can still get fired for that. You can still get fired for that. I wish I could say the answers are clear, but I get more amazed year after year. It's hard to say just what we'll allow when lawyers run our workplaces now. Using racial slurs on a picket line. Never showing up to work on time. Committing murder or other heinous crime. Well, after some NLRB decisions I've read, oh no, you probably can't get fired for that. Oh no, you probably can't get fired for that.